What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And for those of you watching on the video feed, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And she's here to have her observations on this last year and the coming year. Before we get to her, we're going to clear the phone line. So let's go to Dave in Ohio. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was scrolling through your website and I noticed that there was an article that was posted about the Netherlands planning on giving six doses of this vaccine.
Yes.
To the people over there. And my stepson moved there like 10 years ago for the company he was working for here in the United States. And since then, he's married and we've got two young daughters over there.
Oh, good
for
him.
In fact, one of them just started school this year and she's had to stop school because of this lockdown. And there's enough information out about these COVID vaccines that we know to be afraid of them. And my wife is beside herself about this. And I'm curious, what's it going to take for people to finally put an end to this? I don't know what their powers are, but, you know, what does the health minister in the Netherlands, who does he think he is? I know I'm a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. They would never come on my property and do that over here. It's just, I don't know what to think about this anymore.
Well, there are massive protests against all of this COVID nonsense taking place all around the world. And, of course, the corporate media is not reporting on that because you're all supposed to be very happy with your vaccinations and your face masks and your social distancing and your lockdowns and the rest of it. They don't want you to understand that you are not alone when you oppose these mandatory vaccines, which don't appear to actually be effective against COVID and do appear to be quite harmful in the long run. And they want you to think you're all alone in thinking that, because then you won't do anything. But probably the most important thing all of you can be doing, we had that one New Year's resolution, get out there and start talking to people. And, you know, save articles, print them out, print out that actual CDC report where they're admitting that PCR test couldn't tell the difference between COVID and influenza, and that's why there was, quote-unquote, no flu season last year. There was flu. There was the usual amount of flu. It was all being called COVID to ramp up those numbers and keep the fear going.
Right. Well, that's a good point. I don't know how effective that would be for him in the Netherlands. I know he's told me, like, for example, the police over there, they're just jerks. I mean, you can't expect any sympathy from them, apparently.
Well, that's kind of true of police all over this country right now. Except for right here in Santa Claus, the police are very cool.
Very cool.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad for that. I used to live in New Hampshire. I live in Ohio now. And from what I've seen, at least where I live, they don't seem to be troublesome either. But something's going to happen one of these days. The world can't continue like this.
Yeah, I think we're rapidly approaching that point. Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for your time.
All right. Well, thank you. And we're going to go to Terry in California. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The New York governor, the mayor said that he's going to let illegal aliens vote in the local elections, right?
Yes.
And I don't know if he's within his jurisdiction to do that, but it was either you or somebody in the last 24 hours said that Joe Biden made this statement that he was going to do whatever he could to let the illegals vote in the United States.
Yes, he did say that.
Talking about federal elections. I don't know. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Biden did say that. And, of course, there are some GOP congressmen, pardon me, have introduced a resolution that would block federal funding to any states and cities that allow illegal immigrants to vote. Because it says right in the Constitution, voting is something that is a right of citizens to do. And this idea that anybody could come here and start voting themselves, more bread and circuses, it's completely unconstitutional, but they're going to do it anyway. And these incoming masses are going to vote themselves more bread and circuses until the system breaks down. That's a big part of what led to the fall of Rome.
Well, here we got the top man in the country saying he's going to violate the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution. Isn't
yes,
that an
not to mention several sections of Title 8.
Offense? Isn't that an impeachable offense in itself?
Yes, absolutely, because when he took office, or stole office in this case, he swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And by the way, a long time ago, that presidential oath also included the phrase to bear true faith and allegiance to same. And I forget exactly when that got dropped out. But yeah. If Biden is going to try and get illegal immigrants to vote in the federal elections, he has betrayed his oath of office.
Right. So is this up to the Attorney General of the United States to bring charges against him if we wanted to force it?
Actually, any member of Congress can introduce articles of impeachment.
Okay. Now, our whole country's dead then. Everybody representing us and the executive branch, who is supposed to is charged with this duty to start these proceedings going, is in violation themselves of their responsibilities, and you know they're violating our rights as citizens of the United States.
It's a rogue government. There is a rogue government in control of this country, and they stay in power through massive election fraud. We have become, you know, a dictatorship, you know, no different from any other third world dictatorship out there, phony elections and all.
And they're violating the top law of the land. Now,
yeah.
It's kind of reminiscent of the time when George H.W. Bush says, we got a new world order coming. And,
yes.
Of course, he wouldn't take any questions about it from the press. And he says, when we're successful, and we will be, I mean, that's treason in itself. He should have been impeached on that statement alone. So
yeah.
This is in the same category. So, you know, I guess what are we going to do? Just let it happen? Well, I guess we've got to, you know, get active. And it's just part of the heat going up on the boiling frog. It's okay to be an illegal immigrant now, the way the statement was made, like illegal immigrants are going to vote. Well, it sounds like it's okay to be an illegal immigrant.
Well,
you
that's
know,
the message coming out of the liberals, yes.
So, we're by leaps and bounds, we're destroying ourselves, you know. So,
well, we're
anyway.
Destroying what this country is supposed to be. It's what it's turning into that is keeping me up at night.
Both of us.
Yeah,
yes.
And if we don't do something, you know, just to talk to the audience, it's just going to go the way they want it to go. So, you know, maybe we ought to just write our congressman and say, you know, there's a violation of the Constitution. It's an impeachable offense.
Well, you know, most of that mail is read by computers and they pull out keywords to try and derive the public sentiment. But in an age where elections are being stolen, the members of Congress and the executive branch, they don't care what you think anymore. You know, when the election fraud machine demonstrated itself back in 2020, I'm sure all over Washington, D.C., they were singing, free at last, thank God I'm free at last. We don't have to worry about those pesky voters. We can raise their taxes. We can take their children and brainwash them, and they can't do anything about it.
Okay, so at this point, it's just wait for the whole dollar to lose its value, the whole economy to collapse. And,
well, that's my theory. You know, I don't think the American people as a whole are ready for any kind of a civil war or violent revolution. But I do see this government and economic system hovering at the edge of self-destruction, kind of like the former Soviet Union. And if so, we need to be spending a lot of time thinking about how to ensure that any replacement country will be bound by that constitution and conform to it.
Yeah, what are some of the specifics of that? You know,
well, I think the constitution and the first 13 amendments are probably a good start.
Yeah, plus exactly. So what you're saying then is we don't have any power left, and we're just at their mercy until the whole thing collapses.
Well, there are a lot of people calling into the show saying, you know, it's time for revolution and civil war. I disagree with them for the reasons that I just stated. You know, innocent people tend to get killed in these kinds of confrontations. And if it's one thing the U.S. government is really good at, it's killing innocent people. I mean, we had that story came on out about all these civilians being killed in Syria, these CIA operations, and zero accountability. Somebody cracked sort of a half joke saying that a private losing their rifle is in more trouble than a general who loses the entire war.
Yes. So to get back to what our recourse is at this point, what would you recommend?
Same thing I've been recommending. Let the system collapse. Don't support it. Don't obey it. Just ignore it and wait for it to collapse. And then be ready to ensure that any replacement is bound by that constitution, based on that constitution, and move forward from there. Again, the model is the collapse of the Soviet Union, followed by the rise of the Russian republics.
I hope that we have the power to do that, not, you know, the evil forces planning on it and just waiting for it to happen so they can rush in and take over.
I don't know that anybody's going to rush in and take over this, you know, it's going to be a car wreck. You know, this nation is going to be in such trouble. Why would they even bother? It's like all this time they say, oh, Putin's going to go into Ukraine and Putin's going to attack, you know, Europe and Putin's going to attack America. Why would he? He's got enough problems keeping Russia running. He doesn't need the additional headaches. Same thing applies to China. They've got domestic problems to deal with. And, you know, our problem is we have a government that is bent on world conquest, and they're neglecting this nation's needs and the needs of its people in that quest. That National Defense Authorization, the spending bill, the Pentagon spending bill that Biden just signed, that's the largest defense spending bill in U.S. history.
And the pork is amazing.
There's tons of pork. This
porkification
huge amount
is
of pork.
That bill.
Anyway, Terry, the calls are piling up, and I'm going to let you go here. So Happy New Year.
Thank you for the phone call.
We're going to go to Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Mike. I heard you mention Boris Johnson's statement earlier in the show. That was rather shocking, but when I look into it, he says 90% of ICU patients haven't had booster shots. So, you know, and he's just, to me, the guy is, I mean, this is the news. The guy's running a PR stunt for the pharmaceuticals. You know, it's not clear that he's saying that 90% of the people in ICUs are vaccinated. And this is no data from their, you know, from their sources, you know, their medical sources. So I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it's just a news babble to me. Further later, and, you know, that can mean a lot of different things to different people. They're getting the, you know, the booster word out there again to people, and that's one of the main objectives, I would say.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, but let's get a third shot of something that did not work at all the first two times we got it. Yeah, there's a, you know, remember the definition
of insanity?
Well,
they're saying that it works some.
Remember the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. These gene therapies do not work. That is established. We even have the World Health Organization and the CDC finally admitting these gene therapies do not prevent you from getting COVID. They do not prevent you from passing it on. And the numbers are starting to indicate that if you are vaccinated, you are more susceptible, especially to Omicron. And it's just a complete and utter failure. Okay.
Well, no. What they're claiming is, I mean, they backed out. Certainly, they said that it was going to work great in the first, and now they say that, well, it prevents you from serious illness, and the ICUs are therefore full of the unvaccinated, which we can't verify either way. But he further says, if you're not vaccinated, you're 8 times more likely to get into the hospital altogether. So he's still holding that line, you know.
I understand he's holding that line, and he's a politician. That's what they do, you know. And the big question right now is everybody should be looking at every one of these politicians, whether it's Boris Johnson, Joe Biden, Anthony Fauci, and find out just how much of their stock portfolios are invested in these pharmaceutical companies, because they are obviously in a position to steer a huge amount of money. I mean, $11 trillion so far.
Yeah.
This, of which they get a percentage return. So it's all one big corrupt machine. Anyway, listen.
Well, they're highly unreliable. And I just want to say that, did you get to listen to Patrick Slattery's talk on the 21st? He did another one on the 28th with Mark Collett about this Kaufman issue and the non-isolation issue. I thought he's very sharp for a guy who hasn't, you know, whatever. He's a professor. So. I mean, I don't like all his talk, endless talk about the Jews. It doesn't seem to be actionable, but this one seems to be very, very on target for what I've been saying. Also, you could look at Mercola's article today, The Unvaxxed May Soon Be Shipped to Quarantine Camps. It's up for another 31 hours.
I saw another version of that article where they're trying to bring the Australian COVID camps here to the United States of America.
It's crazy, Mike. It's crazy.
It's insane. It is utterly insane. They're going to have to put out a new edition of that book, The Madness and Delusions of Crowds, and they're going to have to add a chapter just for COVID. Anyway, listen, Chris, we're going to have to let you go here now. I'm sorry, Dave, we're going to have to let you go. Have a happy new year. And we're going to go to Chris Steiner. Hello, Chris, are you there?
I am, Michael. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It is happy old year to hear you back on RBN Now and, to talk about the flu making a comeback, so they claim.
It was never gone.
Right. And I just sent my notes that I'm going to read from, I'm not going to cover everything that is in those notes. But, if you want to check out what these references are. The links are there. And
yeah,
if you look
I already started clicking those.
Oh, good. All right. Then we could follow along. On the Wayback Machine, archive.org, used to read the CDC's website, cdc.gov/flu/weekly/overview.htm. It used to read, according to the Wayback Machine, quote, due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, this system, the CDC system, will suspend data collection for the 2020-21 influenza season, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
Now it reads, quote, the state and territorial epidemiologists report a weekly estimate of the geographic spread of the influenza activity in each jurisdiction was suspended for the 2020-21 influenza season due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I'm not sure what that means, which impacted the data systems used to generate the estimates. After discussions with public health partners during the summer of 2021, the decision was made to permanently retire this surveillance component due in part to the fact that the systems used to determine the level of spread remained significantly altered. Additionally, it was determined that a measure of geographic spread was not necessary anymore given
Chris,
yes?
I got to put you on pause. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The Commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to Founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Chris Steiner, and Chris, just sort of pick up where you left off.
All right. Continuing that quote from the CDC is, additionally, it was determined that a measure of geographic spread was not necessary anymore, given the advances of other influenza surveillance system components in recent years. And maybe they mean state surveillance systems. And continuing, data from previous seasons will remain available on FluView Interactive. So they're still not, and that's the end of the quote, they're still not going to track influenza, which shows how much they care about those who are more vulnerable to it, like the young and the elderly. And, you know, if you remember, before the COVID shots came out, the COVID-19 death rate without those so-called vaccines was lower than the flu death rate with
yes.
the vaccine. And the second bullet point on my notes is the article over at Corey'sDigs.com entitled COVID-19 Part 2, CDC's New PIC and the Hidden Data. PIC meaning CDC decided to obfuscate the data by calling it pneumonia, influenza, COVID. And when you look at that article, it says, or look at the CDC statistics, that are cited in that article, that 6% of the deaths of PIC, where they're just throwing them all together and obfuscating the data, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned. And for deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID-19, on average, there were 2.6 additional conditions or causes per death.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more data in that article over at Corey'sDigs.com. And that was written by Corey Lynn, November 29th, 2020. And lastly, if you want me to play this clip, or if you'd like to, like your producer to, this is Dr. Deborah Birx I'm quoting, from April 17th, 2020. If you remember, she was the White House coronavirus response coordinator at the at a coronavirus task force briefing, again, April 17th, 2020. And she says, quote, "But I want to come back to something that both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Redfield said and we covered yesterday. Testing is a part of the exquisite monitoring that needs to occur in partnership with CDC and state and local governments, utilizing the surveillance systems that are available, what we just talked about, the flu surveillance system. Because we no longer have flu and the syndromic respiratory system. That is across the United States, and you can see it's going back to baseline, so that we'll be able to see at the community level any deviation from that baseline," end quote. So she's basically telling us that this is how they're flipping the script, and she's not mincing her words. She's the message is unencoded for the sake of the chain of command's lockstep falling into line. If you remember, she told folks Thanksgiving 2020 to not go visit relatives, and then she promptly ignored her own advice and was discovered and resigned in shame. So if you want me to play that clip, I can, or you have it there with your producer.
Well, you know, we only have a couple more minutes till the next commercial break. How long is the clip?
Just under 30 seconds.
Okay, go ahead and play it.
Okay, if you don't hear this, if it doesn't come along clearly, then interrupt me and I'll stop it. Here we go.
"Of the exquisite monitoring that needs to occur in partnership."
Yeah, it's it just stopped. It's not coming through.
It dropped. The audio.
Okay. Okay, that, I didn't think Skype would do that. So, all right, you got the clip if you want to play it, though.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, you've got it. And what it sounds like to me, to be very, very honest, is that even back then, CDC and the White House and the government knew that influenza deaths were going to be influenza cases, rather, were going to be falsely labeled as COVID cases, and that jibes with the admission by the director of the CDC today that the PCR test, which was the prime test through that whole period, couldn't tell the difference between the two. And so we had higher than should be COVID numbers and lower than should be influenza numbers. And at the very most generous possible interpretation that we have, what we have is basically ineptitude at the highest levels of our medical infrastructure, governmental infrastructure. Okay, one more quick call before the commercial break. Greg in San Diego, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air, but we're down to like about 30 seconds. So what do you want to say?
Yeah, real quick. I sympathize with your first caller about having a leftist in your family that won't listen. I'd say just give up on them. You don't waste your time.
I agree.
Stick with your friends. And then the big thing is I'm getting a little tired of people asking what's happening. Operation Lockstep. Please, everybody, Google that. This has been planned for over 10 years. Everything is in there. They just changed the name of the flu virus, and then they exaggerated with a PCR test. The inventor even said is inadequate. They killed him.
Yeah, and now they've kicked that inventor permanently off of Twitter. Anyway, Greg, thank you for the phone call. We got to take another commercial break here. When we come on back, we're going to let the Lady Claire have her turn to the microphone, so stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and we are going to hold off on the phone lines for a little bit here because Lady Claire's been sitting here patiently, and she has a few things she wants to share about the end of this year and what may be occurring next year. So, Lady Love, take it away.
Thanks. And first, thank you for letting me be on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're
this.
Always welcome to be thank on the you. Show. You really are.
What can we say about 2021 other than it was so awful in so many ways?
Yeah.
But I think we need to look to 2022 and what we can do to maybe enhance our own wellness and enhance our own lives in various ways. One of the things that I think we're going to see coming into 2022 is a real intense breakdown of the medical industrial complex, because it's obviously gotten overwhelmed
yes.
right now. And one of the most important things I think we can all do for ourselves is do your own due diligence. And that means if you're looking at being healthier, there are a lot of ways you can research on the net. I know with Mike, and Mike has been very open about the fact that he's dealing with PMR.
Mm-hmm.
polymyalgia rheumatica.
Yes.
You know, it sounds very lovely and romantic, but it's a kick backside disease.
Yeah, from my point of view, it's definitely double plus on good.
And one of the things I started doing was I thought, well, there's got to be something out there, some kind of nutritional combination or something that is maybe going to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And bicarbonate of soda, we found it. And what you want to do if you have a specific issue, you want to look at where the data online converges.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find that the data online converges, then you can do something about your wellness.
No, but again, be very careful what's out there. It's not just the government and politicians who lie on the internet.
Oh, no.
So,
no.
You know, caveat emptor.
Yeah. And you have to look at the research. There are even foods that will boost your mood. And I just sort of stumbled on that the other day. And I thought, well, I think I need to rearrange my shopping cart a little bit and bring home some more of these. But it's not something your doctor will tell you because they are educated.
Pharmaceutical salesmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're educated to be reps and not necessarily looking at what you could be doing for your own wellness. And I think that's one of the big things that I would love to see people start to do.
Yes.
Don't, you know, go out there, take a look, and if you're finding all these places where the data converges, you're probably onto something.
Yeah, and, if you find several different websites that are saying the same thing, mm-hmm. then that is something that you should be looking at.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a time for New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And
I resolve not to make any resolutions. I have no intention of keeping past February 1st.
Right. But to make those happen, you have to keep them real and you have to keep them manageable. I have three.
Now, wait a minute. You sure you want to tell the entire radio audience
sure.
what your failings are? Okay.
Sure.
All right, go for it.
Know. One is to be a little kinder to the people I love. The second is to write some more music. And the third is to stop doom scrolling, which I have gotten very good at.
Yeah. And I get to live with the consequences.
Oh, well, you know, it's tough out there because
it is.
Yeah, you know, and looking at this and knowing what's happening and trying to stay disconnected from it, if you will.
Yeah.
It's tough. I will tell you.
It is very, very tough. I mean, I do it because technically this is my job, you know.
Right.
And, you know, you have to sort of limit the stuff because it can become very overwhelming mm-hmm. Just how bad things are, but that's because things really are that bad.
Yeah. But I think I would like to see our audience, our listeners and our viewers learn how to find out how to take care of themselves a little better. And maybe the people they care about, diet, nutrition, supplements, and maybe even a little bit more exercise. Now, I'm going to get to that because I deal with osteoporosis and osteoarthritis in my spine. Mm-hmm. And I can have better days and bad days. And at 72, you know you're getting older when you use the term lidocaine as a verb and not a product.
Yes.
Not a product. And, you know, we go through that a bit. And so, and I've got some instability with my walking, but I have
found... That makes two of us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have found and discovered for myself that if I do exercises in bed, number one, I can't fall. I'm in bed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I didn't start out doing 400 repetitions, which I do of some of the exercises, and 300 of others. I started out with 10. In other words, if you have a goal for getting a little bit more physically fit, start with what is doable and build it very gradually. I think part of the problem is people tend to set themselves up for failure because they're coming up with an unreachable goal.
Yes.
Many, many times.
Yeah. Mine was wanting to look like Dwayne Johnson.
I'm sorry.
I definitely fell down on that one.
Look wonderful the way you are. Mm. And also, to what standards are you holding yourself in terms of how you look and in terms of how you do what you do? You know, And another reason I like doing exercises, and I'm going to be very honest about this, I'm at 72, I'm still a little vain about how I look in my clothing, mm-hmm. and I have a wardrobe that fits, and I don't want to grow out of it by gaining a lot more weight.
Yeah.
And so again, exercising and finding ways that you can do it that work, that are fun. I mean, I'm not using any equipment. I'm not going to the gym. I'm not spending a dime on this.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I found something that works for me. And I think that's important for everyone right now, be it exercise or anything else that they're looking at doing. Again, doing your own due diligence. The other thing I think that would be valuable for us all to invest in is to learn how to slow cook.
Yes.
How many of you have ever cooked over an open fire? I haven't.
Well, everybody who's a Boy Scout or Girl Scout did.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think those skills are going to need to be revived. My pastor's mother-in-law, LG, is a beautiful 92-year-old lady. And I'm going to talk to her and say, LG, how did you do it and not burn stuff up? Because I know she knows, and you probably have someone in your family who understands how to do this, and this might not be a bad time to talk to them about it.
Well, I want to get back to this slow cooking thing, because mm-hmm. there was a reason for that.
Yeah.
As our supply chain tightens,
yeah.
The quality of the available meat is going to go into decline. The best
yeah.
meat will, of course, be reserved for politicians and corporate mm-hmm. leaders,
yeah.
and you're going to get stuck with some of the bits of the cows or maybe even horses that are going to be very, very tough, and
yeah.
slow cooking over a long amount of time can really make them work. And my mother used to talk about what she called Depression era cooking.
Yes.
Which were the various tricks and shortcuts that could be used to make very inexpensive ingredients seem like a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't always nutritionally great, but at least it kept your stomach full here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go back to show mode here.
Okay.
We have another call from Chris Steiner. Chris, you had something to add?
Briefly, yes. Since Clara, you mentioned osteoporosis.
Yeah. Yes.
What I'm about to read is on my website at theliberationstation.com. Go over to the blogs page.
Okay.
The water fluoridation blog, because you know how much they care about our dental and our bone health. So
yes.
There's a supplement called microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, or MCHA. Sometimes
okay.
it's called MCHC, but usually MCHA.
Okay.
Can increase bone density and mass up to 30% per year. It's a claim that was made by the originator, Ethical Nutrients, makers
yeah.
of Bone Builder. I don't think it's on the market anymore, but there are many other companies that sell it, like Gero. I like Gero formulas because they have
okay.
a lot of other nutrients that help help bone health. And that claim is authorized by the Federal Trade Commission after they had a long legal battle after Ethical Nutrients did, and I linked to that decision from 1996. There's no pharmaceutical drug or any other form of calcium that can come close. Calcium citrate's the only other form of which I know that can
okay.
improve bone density and mass, but only up to 3% per year.
Mm.
Other forms of including calcium carbonate, which is chalk that's so commonly
yeah.
sold, prevent bone loss by keeping calcium levels up in the blood, but they don't rebuild bone.
Okay.
And, you know, you might have heard of bisphosphonate drugs. Those cause brittle bones and actually necrosis of the jawbone. It's led to death in people. The other brand I like is Now Foods or Bone Maximizer 3 because they have they're good values. They have other co-nutrients that are helpful. But you want to make sure that because it's from cow bone, that it's from New Zealand or because they're more clean and they treat the cows more humanely.
Okay.
Plus, you know, I've been taking it for over 20 years, and I noticed that my teeth got firm when I ran out. They ran out of it and some of my teeth started getting loose again. So I make sure I don't run out of it to keep my teeth firm. And, you know, my current dental x-rays show that I have really good bone density around the teeth and the teeth themselves, of course. And even prosthetics and dental implants or other implants are coated with MCHA to speed the mending and integration. And lastly, a friend of mine who broke... a friend of mine who broke her femur was diagnosed with severe osteoporosis, began taking 3 capsules per day of what's not available anymore, Swanson's bone building formula with boron. But a year later, she was amazed that her doctor, when she was diagnosed with only mild osteopenia or a mild thinning of the bone. So if you want to check that out, it's at theliberationstation.com, the blog's page. Go over to the water fluoridation blog.
All right, we'll take a look at that.
Thank you so much. That's good. You know, what I love is when our readers and listeners have information they share with us, as you have just done, because this is not only going to help me at 72. I'm betting this is going to help a lot of other people of my age group who are dealing with this. So thank you very much.
Well, I'm certainly going to be interested, because one of the side effects of the medication I was on, or PMR, I've quit all of that stuff now, but one of the medications I was on actually contributes to osteoporosis. And so that's kind of scary that you're in the quest to treat one condition, which turned out to be an adverse vaccine reaction, by the way. I was accelerating other conditions in my body, including osteoporosis and, sadly, cataracts. Chris, I think you fell off the universe here.
Sorry, Mike, are you there?
Yeah,
we're here.
Yeah, it's just we couldn't hear you for a while.
Mike, all right, thanks.
Okay, so are you there, Chris? Okay, I think we lost him.
Yeah.
He just dropped.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. We've got about 12 minutes left, not counting the commercial break here. Anything you want to add?
I just want to wish our readers and our listeners the best possible 2022 that they can have, and they're going to have to create it for themselves.
Yes. Nobody's coming to save you.
Yeah,
the Lone Ranger is not coming to chase the bad guys out. Batman is not going to save the day. Superman is busy. And, you know, whatever heaven or hell we're all going to be living in is that of our own creation.
Thank you. I like that.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's see. Let's fit in with the phone lines are back open, 512-248-8252. And to get back to the news a little bit, we're still seeing the fallout over that transgender swimmer, Leah Thomas, who's it's a guy saying, "I believe I'm a woman." And has been smashing all these women's records, taking all these prizes, medals, scholarships, which is basically cheating the real biological women out of that which they have worked and sacrificed for years.
Yeah.
And earlier this month, Cynthia Millen, who had officiated USA swimming meets for 3 decades, resigned before the U.S. Paralympics Swimming National Championships in Greensboro, North Carolina, slamming Leah Thomas for ruining female sports. Absolutely, absolutely accurate situation there. Now, speaking of the transgender controversy, if you will, the Guardian newspaper ran an online poll for nominations of Person of the Year, and they just all of a sudden took it down when author J.K. Rowling was well in the lead. Now, J.K. Rowling, you all remember, is the author of the Harry Potter books, and has got taken a very firm stance on this idea of transgenderism, and she's been threatened, she's been canceled, and she's really putting up a good fight on that. And it just shows how the Guardian and the media are helping to push this trans LGBTQ agenda, not just on us, but on our children. And it's one thing to teach children not to be objecting to gays and trans people, and quite another to be trying to sell them that this is a desirable condition they should live in, which is a lot of what's coming on out. Now, over at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, there is a lecturer, Charles Egerton. He's a former corporate photographer, got a PhD in peace and conflict studies, and he made a comment recently defending critical race theory, saying whiteness is a disease. And everybody's cool with him saying that. Until you ask, what happens if you say that blackness is a disease or Jewishness is a disease? How are you going to be treated by the corporate media in that case? And the answer, of course, is very, very different. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We have a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core.
This talk of holy
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones to Tom in Baltimore. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, good sir. I'll talk real quick. I know we're coming up at the end of the hour. Relative to cooking over a raw flame, in the Boy Scouts, we would gut the small creatures that we would catch or shoot with our BB guns and put them over a raw flame. And if exterior burns, you just peel off the burnt part, and the middle was always pretty good. Boiling was another way that we would prepare the food that we caught, and eating raw fish that we caught. Believe it or not, it's not that bad. My grandfather and I, we used to hunt small game and bring them home to grandma, who would clean them and gut them and clean them. And that's a skill I think that's been lost at time. That was something that women back then, they could do. Lastly, I wanted to wish both of you a happy new year, in particular Lady Claire. It's always great to hear from her. She gives such great and sage advice. I always love hearing from her. And Michael, I know the Bible alludes to a spouse being able to pray the other spouse into salvation. I know Lady Claire is praying for you. I want her to know that I'll be praying for her as she prays for you. Happy New Year,
folks. Thank you. I appreciate that. We need all the help we can get.
Amen. Okay. All right. Seriously.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And Claire, you wanted to comment on this whiteness is a disease comment.
Yeah. I am remembering back to my high school, Hillsdale High School, San Mateo, California. And I had in my literature class and in several classes a very lovely Chinese-American young woman. Her name was Quinlian Chin. I hope she is well and all is well for her. But the teacher asked us as an intellectual exercise things that were impossible to do. And she said, change your race. And I remember thinking, did anyone give her any ration of crud because she was Chinese American?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was an absolutely brilliant, beautiful, gifted human being. Now, my heritage is just unmistakably, unapologetically European. There's not a whole doggone lot I can do about that.
Yeah.
But I do want to say something about race. I am a member of one race. It's called human, which means everyone on this planet is my brother and my sister, even if I haven't met them yet. And when I do meet you, please give me an opportunity to let you know who I am as a soul, as a human being, before you decide you're going to hate me. You may decide that you like me just the way I am.
Yeah.
And that is the way I would like everyone to treat everyone else on this planet, with love and kindness and respect and responsibility.
Well, you remember what Will Rogers said, I never met a man I didn't like. He might not like them further on, but when he met them, he always liked them. And that was a really good way to approach these things. Okay, we are pretty much at the end of the show. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Please have a happy and safe New Year's. And we will see you all in 2022. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.